up to page 256. Our focus is the Musaf prayer. Oh, not to that. I can't do that. Thank you. The Musaf prayer, so the Ketur Shanruch is telling us, is composed of the first three blessings, the last three blessings, and in the center we add three blessings on the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and those three blessings are called Malchuyot Zichronot Shofarot, where we stress God's kingship, we stress our memory being brought before Hashem, and the future shofar that we anticipate. The context, the content of these brachot are the three fundamentals of the Jewish faith. Malchuyot is the fundamental of emunah, that God exists and is running the world. Zichronot is hashgacha, that God remembers what's going on in the world. And shofarot is the emunah that God gave us the Torah and will ultimately redeem us. It's a very nice thought, what he's saying. That these three points really are the three points of Jewish faith. In Musaf, so the Sfardim don't mention the Musaf Korbanot at all. And this is based on Kabbalah, and it's also based on the fact that Rosh Hashanah is called Bakeser, the covered holiday. So the simple understanding is it's covered because it's the one holiday we have that's with the new moon, and the moon is covered. The alternate understanding is that we don't mention the Musaf sacrifices during Rosh Hashanah's prayers. They are like covered. The Ashkenazi custom is that we do mention the Korbanot. Remember that Rosh Hashanah has the sacrifices of Rosh Hashanah and the sacrifices of Rosh Chodesh. When we conclude the blessings, so the way Sfardim do it and Nusach Sfard does it is that we conclude each blessing in our silent Shmona Esrei, and then we pause. We wait for them to blow the shofar. And if we finished earlier, so we wait. And what's important is if you're in the middle of prayer and they blow shofar, so the shofar is like a prayer. So a person is not supposed to actually pray while they're blowing shofar. And even if you're not up to the place you're supposed to be up to, at least the person should stand in silence. Technically on Rosh Hashanah, us adults should not be blowing shofar unnecessarily. Meaning if you need to blow it for someone, you could blow it. But you want to learn how to blow shofar, do it on another day. Not on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
I have a question because somebody asked a question for Rabbi Zitzman.
So you know what? Let's leave it for tomorrow night. Okay?